Let's start. It's not many people, so we have Margaret Fitzgerald from the ICT Innovation Centre, Macquarie.
Yes.
Macquarie University. With Paragraph Power.
Okay, thank you. Good day, everybody. Yes, Paragraph Power is a product that's been developed at Macquarie University in collaboration with Lewisham Christian Brothers. Lewisham Christian Brothers, the learning support team at Lewisham Christian Brothers, about in 2003, they put together a product called LAMS Paragraph Power, which is a hard copy version, which was supposed to support students, middle years literacy, it's designed for middle years boys literacy to improve their writing results in their school. The aim of Paragraph Power was to provide high literacy activity for boys in the middle years, but the strategies it used to achieve this was sequential teaching and learning based on short, sharp writing activities, the use of vivid stimuli from popular authors, and constant reinforcement of the rules. Now, just so that you'll understand how it worked and what's in this book and how we've adapted it to LAMS, in LAMS, I thought, I don't know if we can see that very clearly, but there are a lot of activities, in fact, in the about 40 activities, and so it's quite a large unit of work. But you can see that there's this continual reinforcement of basic rules. This, on the left-hand side, is the hard copy version. So the reinforcement of rules continually. In the LAMS version, we've got the little animated GIFs and just visually more appealing. We've got the popular authors. This first activity is just the punctuation activity without the popular author. In the hard copy, the students would write it down in their little space provided. In the LAMS version, of course, they have the little space for that. So I'll just go through a number of the tasks. They're all very similar. The LAMS version is a fairly close reproduction of it. The continual reinforcement. You'll notice as we compare and contrast the hard copy with the online version, the hard copy is just black and white stimuli. The hard copy's got the nice pictures. This particular activity, the hard copy, it says your teacher will read you a passage out loud. Just listen to the first time and then jot down the keywords the second time. So in the hard copy version, the teacher has to read it out and the students respond at that time. In the LAMS version, I've actually done screenshots on PowerPoint, so they're on the LAMS version. They just click that little bar there, and they can control it. So when they hear a keyword, they can stop it, type the keyword, and then continue on with it. If you'd like to listen, just the sound if you like. The actual what it actually says. Another.
In a flash of smoke and light, your copy of the rabbit appeared in the right-hand corner. It sniffed it and hopped it. It regarded Jesse for a rabbit and hopped towards its twin for a closer look.
So that's the only media we've got at the moment. I think after interviewing the students that have been using LAMS, I think there's a lot more potential in the future versions to actually put in video clips and other more different sound files, especially for the sort of students that this has been designed for, students that maybe are not engaged with writing and need a bit more support. That media would be very encouraging for them. This is just another contrast. We've got in the hard copy just a simple statement about topic sentences, whereas in the LAMS we've got the GIFs, etc. And the feedback from the students has been that they actually like that continual reinforcement of the rules they like. Another example, I think they're the Griswolds, family, so they've got familiar stimuli that they are likely to engage in. Another one here, the football player, same examples. The difference with Lambs, of course, as compared to the hard copy, you can incorporate these links to other sites that support the concept that you're trying to teach. So right through it, if there are really good, relevant websites or learning objects that will support the concept, then we've got a link to it. And of course, if you're familiar with LAMS, when the students do go off onto that website, then they're sort of captured there. They can't then browse and waste time by going off to other things. So that's quite a good feature for the LAMS version. This particular activity, the students are given some words, and the feedback from the students, they like this, you know, the shortness of the activities. But in this example, they have to write a paragraph. They have to use the words market, bustling, vibrant, and exotic. And the students apparently have told me that they really like that very specific confining what they can do. But we've also got, on the LAMS version, we've got the link to an online encyclopedia dictionary, so that if they aren't sure of words, they can find out what they mean. In the hard copy version, we've got, every so often, after they've done quite a few tasks, they have a review test. In the hard copy review test, similar to this, there's a pre-test in LAMS Paragraph Power, and these sort of tests periodically. And you'll notice that the students do their own marking as well, so there's a student score and a teacher score. The LAMS version, we have a little animation and reminders, but in this version they actually do it on Word and upload it to the LAMS sequence, upload it into LAMS. So I've given you a bit of a view of what LAMS Paragraph Power is about, and how it works, and the principle behind it, you know, the short, sharp, interesting, familiar ideas, and the reinforcing of those concepts that they're supposed to learn. Now, there's another little name. Okay, so I'll just go through how this program came about, because quite clearly, when you're familiar with LAMS and you've seen a booklet like this, you think that, well, it lends itself perfectly for the conversion in LAMS, because these are all sequence activities, and LAMS continues that sequence, but it offers all that extra online advantage. Now, how it came about, used to be the ICT consultant for the Northern Sydney region, and one of our high schools asked our literacy consultant, who then asked me, is there a program that they could use within their high school so that students could possibly, in their computer class, for about 10-15 minutes before the start of a lesson, they could actually use an online program that could help their literacy skills in some way. Because each year, the Year 7s, if you're in the Department of Education, your Year 7 classes have to sit for the ELLA test. Now, is everyone familiar with the ELLA test? The ELLA test, so it takes a little while to open. I did open it before to try and speed things up. Okay, the ELLA test, it's a bit small to read, but is an English language and literacy assessment. All Year 7s in Department of Education schools have to sit for it. It's optional here in the private system, you can optionally sit for it, but also it's optional in Year 8. You can do that. In the test, they have to complete two writing tasks. They have to complete two writing tasks. And the results are then given back to the schools, the results for individuals and for the whole school and different groups are analysed, so that when you get the results back, you can see how each student went and also how your group went compared to the state average or to your regional average, etc. So it's a very good
information for schools to work on if they want to improve their students' work.
Is any of that test undertaken online?
No, I don't. Not at the moment. I think they did try it this year, didn't they? The online, is it the yellow?
No, it's about to change. Next year they're going for the federal tests for 5, 7, 9, and there's no other issue.
Right.
Oh, well,
it's going to be different,
different.
But anyway, that was the thing that prompted this teacher to want to do something that, as a whole school, to help their students achieve better results. And with the Yellow Test, they, like, simple things which are surprising to us probably, you know, if you don't put capital in the front of start a sentence with a capital letter or finish a sentence with a full stop. But very straightforward things that apparently a lot of students don't do. The 2007 ELLA results, I'll just have a quick look at this. This is a news release that talks about what happened in this year. I think it says more than 148,000 students sat for the years the test this year, and the results overall in New South Wales indicate that we're doing very well in literacy, and come down here and where is it? So the results are extremely high. Anyway, this year was the best results ever, apparently. And it's been found that we're the second best state after Finland for levels of literacy. So that's very encouraging, isn't it? So that's the ELLA results. So we're doing quite well. But the results also indicate the average girl always does better than the average boy in areas of literacy. But the gender difference is much greater in these expressive modes such as writing and speaking. So Paragraph Power is designed to bridge that gap a bit between, help the boys come up to the girls a little bit. Now, there have been a number of studies. It's not only in New South Wales that this difference is apparent. In London and most OECD countries, it seems to be similar. So there have been a number of projects that are looking at trying to bridge this gap between the boys and girls. And one is the Centre of Literacy in Primary Education. There was another one, Yes You Can, which studied schools that were where boys were actually achieving well and the girls were also achieving well, because if you want to bring the boys up to scratch, you don't want to do it at the cost of another group. So in general, these projects came up with a few features that they can observe in if you want to improve the activities or the literacy activities of these students. These are the features that are likely to be present. So one feature, like I've just said before, how Paragraph Power has been used at Christian Brothers School for about 4 years now, and it's been very successful. The repetition of the concepts, the use of, you know, relevant stimuli that the recognisable popular authors. So those things all work well, and that's quite an effective system. But when you combine these features with these features, like the choice and a challenge, the Lamb's Paragraph Power, when I've been speaking to the students, they like the choice. The sort of traditional writing that they do, they've actually got books similar to this, and they have fill-in spaces or paragraphs, but they're usually told what type of text they should use, you know, whether it's narrative or exposition or something like that. They quite like the choice they have in Paragraph Power, because they have a picture, they get an idea, and they can actually use the type. It's not too defined, so they have a bit of a choice. The challenge, in paragraph, in labs where they can actually look at the responses of others. And especially the boys that I spoke to, like the girls would say, oh yes, I like looking at the others, people, what the other people are, because I get some ideas. But the boys say, like, well, we put in gates. And they'll say, oh yeah, it's really good. Then the teacher lets the gate off. We see who gets to the next gate first. And I thought, well, that'd make a challenge or a competition about anything. For the visual stimuli, the colourful pictures, they really enjoy the colourful pictures. And I think in the future, if we can have some little movie clips, like that footballer could have easily have been just a little movie clip. But the ICT, they just like using the computer. They can't actually say why, but they just think it's fun. They enjoy doing it. They're the media. Purposeful tasks with a real audience. So when they're writing Lambs Paragraph Power, they've got the rest of the class, so their audience. This Lambs Paragraph Power, when you look at when these projects looked at what boys, the sort of personality and the general what boys like, they don't, in the past, like if you've been asked to write something, often it's a long couple of pages or a page, and the boys don't often like to have all that elaboration. They're quite happy to write a small, thick, to the point article. Logical thought versus expressiveness, so the boys can often be happy just to write a logical summary of something rather than doing. One boy said to me, I said, are you good at writing? And he said, I'm okay. I said, well, here, get good marks. He said, oh, the girls get better marks because they use more adjectives. And I thought, well, they just don't want to, you know, elaborate too much on what's going on. And the independence, and later on when I talked to a few teachers, that was an issue that I think many teachers have. Their traditional style often doesn't give a lot of freedom for the students to have a lot of independence in their learning. And the other feature, support also provides detailed and informed assessment. So the support that you give to the students, assessment is a key part of it. And with Lambs Paragraph Power, those review exercises where the students are assessing themselves and the teacher assessing, that's an important feedback for the students and to keep them motivated and going. Prompt and detailed marking is another important feature. I'll just mention that this is just the syllabus outcomes for our curriculum. If you're putting an argument together, they get Lambs Paragraph Power, then those are the syllabus outcomes that are addressed, stage 3 and stage 4. Now, the overview of Lambs Paragraph Power. When teachers start using Lambs Paragraph Power, the first thing that happens before they go on the computer or anything, the students do a pre-test. And the pre-test is write a paragraph about sitting in the assembly on a hot day. And I think no matter what school you go, unless you're a correspondence student, everyone's had that experience somewhere. And the pretest is marked according to the rubric. Now, what's recommended? We've got the rubric here, so that before the students even start Paragraph Power, they each have a copy of the rubric. If they're going to work with it in class, I suggest the teachers laminate it. On the back, there's another student reference page with all the different things that students are supposed to know learning the program, but that you could have class sets of this. So the rubric, they start off, write their paragraph. The teacher's likely to go through the rubric, talk about the outcomes that are likely to, that they should be achieving, and the students give themselves a mark, and the teacher also marks that. So that's the introductory activity. Right, the sequence continues, the students are then given their log on and they start working through the LAMS sequence. The teacher, it's important that the teacher monitors the activity and provides timely feedback. And at the end of the conclusion, after about 39 activities, I think the 40th activity is the post-test, where they could do the post-test online probably after, because they would be familiar with the technology there. Okay, that's the sequence. You can see it's quite large. Originally, I didn't put the first school that started giving me good feedback on the program was a high school, and they started in about just within the week. I noticed some of their students had really moved too far, and I thought there's no way the teacher's going to give them timely feedback on that. So I put a stop after every activity where the students have to write something. There's a stop. A few of the, like the web pages, they can go back to those web pages and open them again if they're waiting for the rest of their crowd to catch up. Just an aside, when I talk about the technical issues, this program was developed anyway, the Department of Education, in their protecting the students. This high school had been using it, and the HSC happened and they couldn't use it for a while, and then they came back. All the web pages were blocked because the new regime, I've had them unblocked since, but it did cause a few little hiccups, because teachers, when you're used to doing something and then all of a sudden it's different, it's a bit upsetting. Okay, so there's the sequence.
Is it at that time?
How long would that go for in a classroom?
Yes, well, different teachers in schools are using it differently, but I'd say it could take a term. But one school, the best school that's using it at the moment, they're using it 3 or 4 times a week, and the students like that. They'd be happy to use it every day, just like 10 to 15 minutes. They do one task a day. And that works out quite well. So they'd get through that quite within about 5 weeks or so if they're doing that. Just quickly. I won't go, if time's up, I won't go into the detail of it. I'll just summarise and say the primary teachers I spoke to, their summary of the program, they really quite like it. They're finding it great, especially the students who have been poor writers or unenthusiastic writers. There's one little boy, Corey, I spoke to, and he just loved the program. And the teachers like it. The primary school teachers, they're familiar with using computer programs. You know how they have a lot of programs where for maths and other things. They don't know of any other literacy programs, but for maths, they're used to letting the students go off in small groups and working on a task. The high school was a bit more problematic, and I think if we continue with this next year, if we're supporting this program from the Macquarie ICT Innovation Centre, I'll be actually much more hands-on with the support for the high school, because I think the teachers are not accustomed to allowing their students a lot of independence in technology. Well, first of all, the school, the technology was a problem, like their internet access and all sorts of problems, and they don't have the flexibility. Like when I spoke to the primary kid, I said, I've just come from the high school. I said, what happens if sometimes when you move to the next sequence, it doesn't upload quickly? And the primary school student said, if that happens, I just close down Internet Explorer and open up Firefox and it's okay. And so they're very familiar, whereas the high school environment is different. Anyway, so I think my time's up. So I'll just mention the last couple of things that the students suggested were include a spell check, include more sound and film video clips. There are a couple of feedback activities, and little Corey misunderstood that. So a few of the things that they mentioned will be adapted. Thanks very much, everybody. I think you're right.